Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, and as ever, keeping an eye on all the notable cricket interviews that take place across the TalkSport network. And in the week that Ben Stokes was named as Wisden Almanac Cricketer of the Year, TalkSport unveiled its own Ashes winning all-rounder will be part of the Sports Breakfast team with Laura Woods and Ali McQuist.
Morning TalkSport Breakfast. Rob Key here. Just a quick note to say congratulations to my big mate, Freddie Flintoff, on his new gig. He's like the Ian Beale of broadcasting. He's done so many things now, from King of the Jungle to Top Gear to boxing against that fella. He was good. But I'm sure he will be absolutely fantastic at this.
Congratulations on an amazing addition to your team in Mr. Freddie Flintoff. I cannot tell you how jealous I am that you get to spend mornings talking to probably my favourite person in the world to talk to.
Hi, TalkSport. It's Jamie Redknapp. Just want to say congratulations on that brilliant signing that's going to wake us up in the morning, Freddie Flintoff. Just what the country needs right now. All his brilliant stories from his cricket days. Joy to work with. Well done. And enjoy it, Frederick. And I'll see you soon, big man.
Freddie, you're unbelievable, mate. League of their own, Top Gear, and now he's doing Talk Sport. I mean, you're constantly having a go about me doing everything. Looks like you're coming for the crown, mate. Anyway, good luck. You'll be brilliant. I've got no doubts. And I guess I'll speak to you in between whatever shows it is you're doing, mate. I mean, it's difficult to keep track of all the stuff you're doing. I mean, you can say no, Fred.
Of course, there's some of his mates. It was Jamie Redknapp, comedians Tom Davies, Ramesh Ranganathan, and former teammate Rob Key as well. That's what they had to say about Freddie. So before we bring Freddie in, I just want to ask you, Harmy, a quick question. Mm. We call him Freddie. That's how we know him. But you call him Andrew. Why is it that you will not call him Freddie?
Because I've known him since, well, we were kids, and I've always known him as Andrew. There is this big personality in Freddie, and we all love him, and we all love seeing him on TV and the great showman that he is. But having spent a lot of time with him, I've known him as Andrew, and the person behind that is, you know, is one of the nicest guys I've ever had the fortune to be around. And Andrew's been a good friend to me, so I've always called him Andrew because I've always seen the other side.
Should we speak to him?
Why not?
I think it's probably time. We've been building it up all morning. I'm so excited to say our brand new signing, Freddie Flintoff, is on the line, ready to join us now. Freddie, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Laura. Morning, Al. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie.
I just feel like we should be calling you Andrew.
Oh, please do, but I'm just in my kitchen here. I'm absolutely dying. I've been listening to people. I'm so embarrassed. I tell you. And I could only imagine everybody out there is so disappointed with this big signing.
Absolutely not.
Been built up all day.
Freddie, how many of those messages you think were genuine, mate?
Keezy's, was he called him Ian Beale?
Keezy, the Ian Beale of broadcasting. and then I'm getting accused of not turning anything down by Ramesh, who is just everywhere. But the one thing that's upset me most, I was listening before, and Steve's saying that I laugh at my own jokes. Do I, Steve?
You do. You do. You laugh at your own jokes. You're stubborn. You're never wrong. And like I said to Laura, this is what she's got to learn. That you, when you're in an argument, it's not whoever shouts the loudest wins the argument, because you're very good at that. And you've always got to have the last word.
I know. The one thing as well, I must admit, for the past 2 weeks, I've not been out of bed before 11 o'clock.
And do you know what? This is what I was going to ask you, because these are some early mornings, and getting out of bed, I mean, obviously, you guys, it's a little bit easier for you because you're currently broadcasting from your houses. I have to get up at something like 3:30 in the morning, but I mean, it's still going to be quite early for you, Fred. How are you going to adjust to it if you're on air at 6?
Oh, I tell you, I've had four coffees already this morning. I've been sat in the lounge and I've been pacing around. I'm in the kitchen now. Hopefully I'll be all right, but I tell you, next week's going to be a test, starting at 6.
Yeah.
Steve knows, as we used to have interconnecting rooms, I'm not at my best sometimes in the morning.
No,
when he used
not.
To wake, when he used to turn over and wake me up, I wasn't always that awake.
Hey, Freddie, I've got to say to you, mate, I'm sitting here on my phone and I stuck you on, and you've put one of these Instagram messages out, and if anybody hasn't seen it, they've got to see it. It's the first Instagram message I've seen you put out with your eyes closed. You're really struggling with this early morning thing. And by the way, just to let you know, it's 8:30. It's not 6 o'clock. If this is you at 8:30, you're right, you can't open your eyes. I don't know what you're like at 6 o'clock, mate.
I had to get up just after 7 to try and work this computer out, to try and get on. And then that Instagram thing that I posted, Declan from Talk has been asking me for it. That's about the 10th go at it to try and look my best. That's as good as it's getting.
Are you serious? What we need to do is send you over some sort of a makeup team, because the problem is, radio, you'd expect not to look your best, but actually, this lot have just got a phone in your face every 5 minutes. They're recording everything that you do, so you can't get away with anything anymore. So they'll be on at you every morning for that, Fred. Listen, what else has been going on in your life? Because obviously, signing with us, it's the most amazing thing for us, really, that you've signed up, because we A, thought you'd be like way too busy for this, and perhaps B, maybe a little bit above it. I'm just joking, obviously.
Above you love it. Stop it. No, I was in Australia. I went to Australia and then came home early, and then I was isolating for 2 weeks. So at the minute, I've just been obviously spending time at home. I've been playing a lot of football in the garden, been working on my knuckleball with the kids. Yesterday I was trying to put a basketball net up. It took me 8 hours. I've still not finished it. So, yeah, not up to too much at the minute. Just doing as I'm told, staying at home. You get your hour every day, just like everybody else.
And, Freddie, you talk about early mornings and you mentioned about getting up. You know, it is a challenge. It has been a challenge, you know, for a number of years. But, you know, how much are you going to enjoy talking about sport again? Because you've been away from... You know, they say League of Their Own is a sports show, but it's not. It doesn't cover a great deal of sport. And Top Gear is taking you away from the sport. But while waxing lyrical about you before, you know, I was saying what a fantastic cricketer you were, and you know, being away from sport, what's it going to be like talking about the game again?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Steve, to be honest with you. You know, since retiring, life's taken me in all different directions, and I think the place I feel most comfortable was always around cricket and talking about sport. And I think through my kids as well, the past year, 18 months, I've really got into football and things. I go and watch Preston with the boys, and obviously they're all looking at the football on the TV. So just being around sport, talking about that, is like going back to what you know. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you. Never thought I'd get the chance. I've heard you on here, Steve, and it looks like you have a lot of fun with Ali and Laura, so why not?
Freddie, do you feel like now you're at home and you're spending these few weeks that we've all been in isolation, like spending time with your kids and managing to take more time out and spend it with the family has actually been quite rewarding? Because I've been speaking all week about my family. My brother's been saying that he's been able to spend so much more time with his kids, and it sounds like a weird thing to say, but he feels like he's getting to know them so much better.
Yeah, you know, obviously under different circumstances, but having the chance is the one thing that I'm always trying to do more of, to spend time with my kids and the family. It has been nice. You know, I'd reiterate, under different circumstances, obviously it'd be so much better. But yeah, being at home, life's so busy that, you know, just to sit back for a little bit and play football in the garden with the kids and just do the things you want to do. It's hard for older people, like seeing my mum and dad every day on FaceTime, and I got a grandpa who's 92 as well, trying to keep in contact with him. So that's the tough side of it, but just getting time at home has been really nice.
Freddie, I've got to ask you, mate, she take you back to when you just went into your kind of retirement, when you retired from cricket. Was it an obvious move for you just to get into TV, or was there part of you wanted, did any part of you at all want to stay in the game, do a little bit of coaching?
I finished at 31, Ali, and I wasn't ready to finish. I wanted to be playing at least in my mid-30s. Injury cut my career short, and I fell out with cricket a little bit because I wanted to still play. So things like commentary, I don't think I could have done that. Coaching, one, I don't think anyone would have had me. And two,
What have you done with somebody like you? Hey, as a coach, what would you have done with somebody like you or me?
Mate, you know what? Us creatives are always a bit more difficult.
Well put.
You've just got to let them bloom. I wouldn't have been anywhere near me. I'd have just sat me in the corner.
That's why we only had one meal in 8 years with Duncan Fletcher.
Yeah, I think we bought that one as well. But yeah, I stumbled into TV. You know, A League of Their Own started, which I turned down initially because I still had aspirations of playing cricket, and then got back on the show, I think, 2 days before we filmed. And from there, it was bizarre, some of the jobs I was get asked to do, and just went with it. But in all honesty, I'd love to get back into cricket eventually. I have got aspirations of coaching, but... One again, I don't know if anyone will have me, and I've got to do a few badges. I think you've got aspirations of coaching as well, haven't you, Steve?
A little bit, but like you, I fell out with the game. But you know, you got the two lads there now who are at the age of just starting to play again. You know, representative cricket in Corey and Rocky and Charlie, my lads are same. So I've took a little bit more, what do you say, notice of what, you know, what to do in the coaching world if, you know, we're coaching the kids and stuff like that. You were the same, aren't you?
It's all changed. Like, I coach my kids, and I think through them I've got back into the game, and I got that love for it more as a fan than, I suppose, an ex-player. And I coach my boys. I don't think it's a new way of coaching. I still tell them what to do, which I think you're meant to leave them to their own devices. But we got a way of doing it. We got a net coming out of the garage at the minute because all cricket's obviously off for the kids at the minute. But yeah, no, yeah, I'd love to coach.
Where the two
jobs I'd want.
Yeah, you wouldn't want the England job. Surely you wouldn't want to travel again like that.
Not yet. And then one of my good mates does Lancashire, so there's no jobs there.
There's no jobs there anywhere, yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
81089 on the text, at TS Breakfast on Twitter. It's all about you. So before we get into our next fixture, we have two Ashes winners with us on the TalkSport Breakfast Show. And there is some breaking news, so we want your thoughts, both of you, on this. Ben Stokes has been named as Wisden Cricketer of the year. So what's your reaction to that?
Well, no surprise from me. He's been, you know, fantastic this year. What he did in the World Cup, what he did in the Ashes was phenomenal. And the kid has just got better and better. And what's happening, and you know where he could end up being, is unheard of. You talk about Ian Botham, Andrew Flintoff and Ben Stokes, all three of them, what they did for their sides is huge, and it's a great accolade to be awarded a Wisden Cricketer of the Year.
What do you think, Fred?
He's unbelievable. The scary thing is with Ben, though, I don't think we've seen the best of him.
No, I don't think we have.
He's got. I think he's getting better all the time. You look at when he performs, it's all the big moments, the key moments of games, whether it's World Cup finals, Ashes. And as a batter, technically amazing. And as a bowler, he's getting better all the time. So it's no surprise he's getting all these accolades. But I think there's so many more to come in the future. You know, I think Ben Stokes now and the Ben Stokes in 18 months could be a different animal again. So exciting.
What What do you do, Fred? How do you get to that next level? Is it just consistency and just keep doing what he's doing?
I don't know. Steve mentioned before, I had a few years where I was all right. And getting to that point is one thing. The hardest bit is maintaining it. Putting performances in, week out, especially to the level that Ben set, I think that's going to be his biggest challenge. I couldn't quite manage it, you know, whether it's through lack of form or through injury. But, you know, Ben, you're looking in the way he trains, the way he practices, I've seen firsthand, which is second to none. So he's going to have to stay up there, but I wouldn't back against him, Steve, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And I can't remember which game it was that he did it. I'm not sure if it was the Ashes or the World Cup final. And I was either talking to you or we were texting or whatever. And I think you hit the nail on the head. He doesn't realise what he's just done. I don't think Ben realises what's ahead of him off the field. You know, from not so much commercial or anything like that, but the way he did it. The PCA, Players Cricket Association, have got a Masters game over 35. You get club sides to, you go and you raise some money. And we went to Ben's club in Cockermouth 2 years ago after the floods to raise some money for the local cricket club. Ben paid for it himself and Ben came. Ben was there. And I couldn't believe it. I sat next to Warren Hegg and I was watching these kids. And it was like, I've never seen anything like this since Andrew's days. And probably someone like Neil Fairbrother, who was also there, he said exactly the same about Beefy. So, you know, these characters that you have, and you say how special they are, they're infectious in bringing other people to the game. You know, Ali, you mentioned there, you know, up in Scotland, how many people, you know, watch and love the game of cricket? And it's because of the iconic players who do something special. And that's what Ben does.
Harmy, I've got to tell you, mate, I think I told you the story when he heard that outrageous century in the Ashes. We have a cricket day every year in the village in Kilmacombe, and the boys were having our game that particular day, and the whole thing stopped and we were around the radio for about the last, I don't know, 25-30 minutes. I mean, and that's the pull the guy has. It was amazing. One of these things you'll never forget.
Now, guys, normally we've been doing this quiz, basically, and it's Ali against whoever our co-host is. But this morning, it's a little bit of a special edition, so it's time for this.
TalkSport Breakfast Daily Quiz. Simply the best.
All right, as I said, it's a very special edition of Simply the Best, because our quizmaster today is indeed double Ashes winner Stevie Harmison. He's going to be doing the quizzing, and he's going to be doing it specifically for our brand new signing, Mr. Andrew Flintoff. So, Freddie, we're just going to see if you can recall the finer details of your time playing together for England. It means that me and Ali, we can put our feet up for a little while.
Oh, great. Well,
Steve's asking the questions.
Season, isn't it?
I'm asking the questions, but I can't read. Max is... right, first of all, Andrew, since our self-isolation, we got stuck in hotel rooms quite a bit. Box sets, what were the box sets of choice?
What, yours?
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it's because you're watching them as well.
you just watched anything with Jimmy Nail in. You know, Alf Weider, Sam Pett was a big one. I know that you love the Royal Family. Only Fools and Horses, but the one show I drew the line at is when you brought the complete works of Lovejoy. I'm not watching that. Too far, Steve. Too far.
Multan, first test match, Pakistan.
Yeah.
Oh, got a bit of music there, yeah.
Look at that. I remember Multan.
Yeah.
We arrived at the hotel and we got asked if we wanted a room with hot water or air conditioning.
That was the only time the interconnecting rooms worked, didn't it, really, against the rest of the lads?
Yeah, we got one of each.
We got one of each.
Multan.
Right, talking about Multan, first test match, 2 months earlier, you accused their premier fast bowler and called him a cartoon character during the World 11 game. What was it?
Well, firstly, I wasn't having him at all, I'll show it back to that.
Ali, you love this.
No, I tell you what, Ali, listen to this, right? I've got feelings. And he kept having a go at me for being fat. He kept calling me fat this, fat that. So I thought, I'm not having this. I'm going to nip this in the bud. So as I walked out, I called him. I said, show him, it's all right. You look like Tarzan, but you're bowl like Jane. Which haunted me straight away. I walked out to bat. I think first or second ball, my off stump was cartwheeling back as he knocked it over. And then as I walked off, he gave it the big, oh! Yeah, cheers.
It was priceless. He said that, and everybody in the dressing room's gone, oh no, what have you said? Because for the next 2.5 months, Shaw backed our bowl just short of 100 mile an hour for the whole trip. It was a nightmare.
He tortured me.
He did. He did torture us. Right, Ashes 2005. Apparently there's a picture of me and you propping each other up on stage in Trafalgar Square, and you were just about to turn into Elvis. Can you remember what song you were going to sing?
Of course I can.
Where they just switched as you pulled the microphone off David Gower.
Yeah, I. Do you know what, Steve? I don't remember too much about that day on the bus.
No, I didn't either.
But I do remember trying to sing Suspicious Minds to about 40,000 people in Trafalgar Square. But I'll be honest with you, Steve, I was not in a good way, was I? No. I was not in a good way.
You and me both, to be fair.
It's your nice fault. And then I'm not going to ask you what you wrote across my nose and my forehead.
To be fair, what I was going to say was, straight after that, the next follow-up question was, how long did it take Rachel to get that pen off your face?
Yeah, you were never very good at spelling, Steve, was you? Never very good.
No, I wasn't very good, no. And we'll not say what I wrote on your head.
But how long did it take, Rachel, to get this pen off your face?
I didn't know it was on there. I was looking at the mirror.
Can you remember going in the lift?
The bathroom. Yeah, I was rubbing the mirror thinking someone's graffitied it. It was on the head.
Ali, I've put him in the lift to go upstairs with a blazer over his head, so no photographer can see. As I took the blazer off, he's looked in the mirror in the lift and he started wiping the mirror.
Harmy, I've got to say, as celebrations go for a victory at any sporting event, that'll take some beating, you boys there. I'll tell you that right now. That'll take some beating, lads.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. We never left the hotel, did we?
No. I still would have now if I could, I reckon.
Basically, guys, but first of all, I've got to say, Harmy, I thought you delivered that very well. How did you find it being quizmaster for a minute?
Piece of cake.
Do you think so?
Piece of cake, no.
Freddie, in a quiz about you, you managed to get pretty much all five answers correct. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I reckon if it had gone probably a bit more in depth into cricket, I'd have struggled. But he's mentioned a lot of things that stand out, like checking into hotels and various things.
Brilliant. Yeah. So basically, if we ever quiz you again, it's got to be specifically about you, not potentially about cricket.
Or even better, do it about Steve. I know more about him than probably myself.
Right, that's the next one that we'll do. Guys, well done. Congratulations, Harmy, on that. If you if it doesn't work out for you in coaching one day, you know you can be a quizmaster, right?
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, stick with us. Freddie, I feel like, do we have you for another section? Do we have to let you go now? Is that you done?
I think you've had enough of me now.
We're just easing you into it. Just a little half an hour here or there. It's going to get harder next week. Freddie, thank you so much. Signing for TalkSport means a lot to us, but hopefully it means a lot to you as well. And we look forward to hearing a lot more of you next week. What are you doing with your day?
Well, I'm just toying whether to go back to sleep for an hour.
Stop it.
And then I've got to finish the basketball net in the park.
All right, there we go. Look, Freddie, thank you. Enjoy your nap, if that's
Thanks
what you're
so
doing.
Thanks so much for having us.
And cheers, we'll speak to you next
Take
week.
Take care, mate.
So stay tuned to the Sports Breakfast Show for the coming months as Freddie Flintoff joins Laura and Ali Monday through to Wednesday, alarm clock permitting. And talking about alarm clocks permitting, Alan Brazil, of course, back in the hot seat on Thursdays and Fridays. Steve Harmison will continue to be a regular on the show. Darren Goff hosts his Drive Time show 4 to 7 every weekday, just going to prove TalkSport's more than just about football and really is the biggest sports station in the world. Following on podcast, we'll be back in a couple of days' time and interview another lockdown special here in New Zealand with myself, John Norman, and the Kiwi leg spinner, Ish Sodhi. So you don't have to go too far for that. But for now, thanks for listening. And please continue to listen to the show on either Acast, Apple Podcasts, or on Spotify.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.